A jury trial has been set for January in a class action lawsuit against Black Hills Federal Credit Union and the Credit Union National Association, or CUNA. Those agencies are accused of changing policies and raising rates for death or disability insurance without adequate notice to more than 4,000 borrowers. The suit has been going on for years. It was first filed in 2011. In August 2013, the South Dakota Supreme Court issued an opinion that a class action could commence. This report comes from oral arguments and the opinion in that appeal. Plaintiff's attorney Jim Leach appealed a Seventh Circuit judge's refusal to certify a class of Black Hills Federal Credit Union borrowers who were covered by death or disability insurance issued by CUNA. At oral arguments before the South Dakota Supreme Court in April 2013, Leach said all borrowers were notified in a trifold newsletter of changes to death and disability insurance, but were not notified individually. Leach said the newsletter also included ads, current loan rates, and a message from the president of the credit union.
You can't change a written contract where people have signed a document agreeing to pay a specific amount. You can't jack up that price by sending them an advertising flyer.
Leach said the borrower's loan payments never changed, so the increase was not reflected in monthly statements. Instead, the term of the loan was extended. Leach told justices that Judge Robert Mandel refused to certify the class because defendants said they intended to call all 4,000-plus plaintiffs as witnesses. Credit union attorney Roger Heidenreich said the defense should be allowed to question all borrowers included in the class because not all of them shared the same experience.
Individual mailings were made of the notice. People received account statements. There are therefore questions to each one of them. Did you read it? What did you do? Did you ask a question? Did you follow up on this?
The plaintiffs prevailed, and the state Supreme Court reversed the judge's ruling and remanded the case for class certification. The ruling did not address the merits of the case. Now the trial is scheduled for January 7th to the 18th next year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.